Welcome inside the film room. I'm Dustin Fox alongside Bernie Kosar. Bernie, we're going to take a look today at the Detroit Lions defense as the Browns are fresh off the bye week with another challenge here as they travel on the road to Detroit.
Yeah, defensive coordinator Terrell Austin for the Lions doesn't get overly sophisticated in a lot of his blitzes. Plays a lot of cover three, a lot of one press, a lot of cover two. They really like to rush four and drop seven back in coverage. So if you're able to run the ball against them, that really slows down that pass rush, and then you get some easier, safe throws versus that zone coverage that Detroit likes to run against you.
All right, we'll take a look here. A couple weeks back, they were playing the Atlanta Falcons, and it's going to be a tremendous interception here by Glover Quinn as he's the middle field safety, middle of your screen. Bert, what coverage are we looking at here?
As you check out from the beginning, you start out here in 2x2. You're faking like you're with the motion. The tight end's going to bring it down to what appears to be trips coverage here. That gets the safety, Quinn, to step up. But they also know that Jones, to the top of your screen, loves to run the 12 to 15-yard skinny post away from play-action coverage. This is a big tendency for Atlanta.
You want to know what I think happened here, Bernie? Tremendous film study from 27, Quinn, because but there's something he saw to let him know that he was going to jump that route, because you're right, he knows that the Falcons, with that short split, probably going to run that skinny post, the bang eight, as you call it, and he jumps it perfectly.
Dude, look at the signal by Matt Ryan. Now, this has probably been seen a lot. A lot of teams have this.
So you go back, look at that. As he taps the helmet just before the snap here,
that's
a signal, right?
That's absolutely a signal. This is why you spend so much time in the film room. The eye in the sky doesn't lie.
Well, the pass rush has been something they have had an issue with, trying to create a pass rush, but they do have a tremendous pass rusher in Ezekiel Ansah, who they drafted in the first round a few years back.
Yeah, Eric Flowers, offensive tackle here for the Giants,
not
doing a good job. But Eli Manning doesn't have much of a chance here. And this is really, really a tough situation for any offense.
Watch him knock that hand down. Right there, with that right hand on his left hand. Whoop! Get out of here.
You see a whole lot of offense and defense alignment these days practicing martial arts. Their hand placements, the hand movements. This is so imperative that good linemen now use your hands like this, both on the offensive side and the defensive side.
So, Bernie, tremendous challenge for Spencer Drango, who fills in for Joe Thomas at that left tackle spot.
And it's imperative when you have a young tackle going up against a good pass rush like that. There's things you could do with the tight end alignment over there, with a back over there. Don't give him the short corner like they did right there. Make him go around a tight end, around a back to get to the offensive tackle and get some chips in there with the running backs to slow that defensive end down for sure.
That's a great point. I mean, you can use an extra tight end, bring him over there. And you saw that alignment. It's already wide. Well, you bring over an extra tight end, you can make it a little bit wider. And
you ride him out another couple feet. That gives that offensive tackle another tenth or two of a second to get his feet set to make that block.
All right, good stuff, Bernie. Finally, DeShone Kizer, as he comes off the bye week, anything you think he could have worked on?
Well, I think going into the second half, so much has been made about the turnovers. That's obvious. And no quarterback wants to have lots of them.
Sure.
I think the bye week, we saw DeShone kind of getting more involved and more comfortable with the offense. His just role around the guys as the leader, knowing that the game's falling on his shoulders right now, it's imperative that he kind of raises his level of play.
Let's see if he can take care of the football this week. That was a look at the Detroit Lions defense inside the film room. He's Bernie Kosar. I'm Dustin Fox. Thanks again for joining us. We'll see you next time.